people. Okay, well, that puts us up to the AIB. We're going to give the time over to Kimber and see if she can read it on her handheld. Kimber, you there?
WRKV 487, how do you copy?
I'm good, Kimber. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to the Ameron Intelligence Brief, and I want to thank you all first for all your patience that you have. See, radios, things happen. Sometimes we have to go to handhelds. Thought I had my radio fixed earlier, but that didn't work. So onward we go, trying to fix that. Let's go with the Ameron Intelligence Brief. This is dated last Monday, August 18th, 2025. The brief comes to us on Monday, usually late afternoon. So if you want to get it via email on the day it comes out, you can email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Okay, the precedence is routine. The current AMCON level has been lowered to 4. No current known threats. First source is Security Daily News. Conduent confirms cyber attack disrupting services across government agencies. Conduent report impacting government agencies and causing service disruptions across multiple U.S. states. The company confirmed that it experienced an operational disruption due to a cybersecurity incident. In a statement, this incident, which caused service outages, affected payments and customer service lines. The next source is Ameron. This is an AI ACE daily band condition report. Ameron is putting this out. It's an AI band condition report. It's posted on the Ameron Telegram channel each morning, which also includes a morning, afternoon, and evening forecast estimation. And the last source is National Hurricane Center. They were giving updates about Hurricane Erin that made news last week as it passed the U.S. eastern coast, with more hurricanes coming. Storm season is upon us. That is the end of message as I have it. I'll go ahead and continue to close out the net if it's okay with you, Ron.
I would appreciate it. You do this far better than I do.
Well, I could argue with you there because you're excellent too, but I'll just go on. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate you being there, man. All right, so we're going to go to the Channel 3 project right now. Here's the current Ameron Channel 3 project as it goes. The CB checks are usually before the net with Roger, Dave, and Rascal in the Grants Pass area. Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 p.m. and the greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. That's just for the Ameron Channel 3 CB check-ins. The Illinois Valley Ameron Channel 3 FRS and MERS, as Craig said already, is on Monday nights. About 7 p.m. is when they start up doing their nets and their IBARC nets. All other Channel 3 checks take place right now. Stand by. There are several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. Roger 746 runs that Channel 3 project. There's also Cameron 644, Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area. Try and check in tonight, see how you do. That is off the repeaters, Channel 3. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just get names and general locations and write them down. If you would like to give your tallies to us monitoring this frequency here, that would be great. Let us know how many Channel 3 area check-ins you got for your area. And if not, just write them down for yourself. These will be the people you'll need in emergencies. Remember, the ham simplex is 146-420. I'll be standing by for any Channel 3 project numbers. Close the net with any questions or discussions. So, Roger, 746, take it away.
Okay, this is WRKJ 746, Roger. We're going to start out with GMRS 3, then MERS 3, then 146.420 for the ham operators. So anybody wants to check in on GMRS 3, go to there now.
Thank you, Roger. This is Kimber. I won't close out the net until I get my Channel 3 is done. I hope you all will do that as well. So this net is still active. Please, no further traffic until it's closed. Thank you. WRKV 487.